On ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania, Helen Shield.
There can be the little installations where you live, and they become part of the framework of your life there. You know, if Percy the Penguin vanished from Penguin, you'd want to know where he ended up, wouldn't you? Or the West Hobart Giraffe. 20 years from now, you can bet I want to know where the West Hobart Giraffe is. Chester, that mascot for Estepol at a paint shop after almost 50 years, has moved on. What about the horse which stood in the cafe at Orford? Andrea Lockhart knows about that one. Hello, Andrea.
Hello, Helen. How are you?
Hey, well, indeed. Thank you. For people who don't know, what is this horse which was, you know, part of the furniture in Orford?
Okay. It was gifted to Mike Kent and that by friends of his in Melbourne in recognition of the many horses he owned and fed. And they told him they'd call it the Leader, but I've given her a nickname of Kentish in remembrance of Michael. And it's kind of like she's a grazing mare, probably about the same size, height as Chester. And on one, she's white, but she's actually been painted by an artist, Joseph Zabugovic. And that, who's a he's renowned for his work. Mm. She's actually on one side of her. She's got a galloping scene of horses running through in a race with rails and jockeys on them. And on the other side, it's actually a sunrise of horses doing early morning workouts.
When do you remember first seeing that horse?
Probably, and that when, because my father was, Peter Kingston, was fairly good friends with Michael Kent. And we used to go down there regularly and have a catch up with him with a meal. And I remember like always looking at the horse thinking, oh, you know, that's a really beautiful paint job on the horse and that. And I think it was like a talking piece down there, like she was always there and that. So I think a lot of people had pictures taken with her and that. And we were contacted by his daughter, Julie, after he death and that a fair few months after he died. Mm. And she said, would we be interested in having the horses, you know, and we were extremely grateful, my husband and I, because he trains racehorses as well. So we were very grateful that to be honoured to be able to, you know, look after her and that. So at the moment she's actually in the spare bedroom, so very well looked after.
Do guests stay in there with her?
Well, not really, but the dogs weren't too impressed when we first brought the horse in and they weren't really sure what it was. So. But no, eventually we'd like to move her up to the office in the stables, so have her as like a talking piece for people when they come to see their horses at the stables and that. But no, we're extremely grateful and that because she's absolutely lovely.
Is this the cheapest horse you've ever kept?
Yes, probably the cheapest and probably the easiest to feed. Like, she never complains.
Mm. Never been kicked or bitten by this one, have you?
No. Not yet.
How do people react when they come over for the first time and see the horse there?
They're actually a bit shocked. They kind of like stare a little bit. And, you know, we've had a couple of people come and say, can they come and look at the horse and that they've heard about it. And that's so, she's actually very beautiful. Mm. And, yeah.
Is she your horse for life now? Wherever you go, she'll go?
Yeah, I think she will be. She's absolutely beautiful in that, and probably one of the cheapest ones that we're going to look after, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. By a long shot.
Yes.
Andrea Lockhart, if you wondered what became of that beautiful horse which stood in the cafe at Orford,